Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Well, you are tuned in to CCFM. Good evening to you. The program is CCFM's Financial Matters. Now, I want to give you a quick tip over here. I think it's vital that we dare to dream. I think it's vital that you have a plan for your future. And so I want to give you a quick seven-step strategy if you want to achieve your financial goals. The first thing I want to encourage you to do is to dare to dream. Dare to dream. Have a plan. Secondly, I want to challenge you to write down your goals. Thirdly, I want to ask you to prioritize what is important to you. And fourthly, I want you to develop a strategy. Number five, I want you to commit that plan to God and then review that plan regularly. I promise you, if you put those basic processes in place, you will build towards a brighter tomorrow. So number one, dare to dream. This is what the Bible says. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true, there is life and joy. So number one, dare to dream. Number two, write down your goals. This is what it says in the book of Habakkuk 2, verse 2. It says, write down your vision clearly on tablets so that even a runner can read it. That's what God said to the people in the book of Habakkuk. Write down your vision. So I want to really challenge you, write down your goals for your future. Number three, prioritize what is the most important thing for you. Proverbs 24, 27 says, put first things first. Do your planning and prepare your fields before you build your house. In other words, you need to get your priorities in place. Number four, develop a strategy, develop a plan. Proverbs 21 says, good planning and hard work lead to success, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So develop a plan. Develop that plan. Step number five, I really want to challenge you today. Commit your goal to God. The Bible is clear on committing your goals to God. Listen to what it says in Proverbs 16, verse 3. It says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Number six, review your plan regularly. The Bible says this in Proverbs 21, the prudent see danger, they take refuge. The simple just keep going and they pay the penalty. So dare to dream. Write down your goals, get your priorities in order, develop a strategic plan. Don't do it alone. Remember to commit it to God. Review that plan regularly. And lastly, make certain you've got a clear vision of the big picture. And once you know what your big picture is, make certain that you set up little steps, the stepping stones, to get you from where you are to where you want to be. I'm telling you, if you've got the right stepping stones in place and the big picture of where you are and where you want to be, and you write your goals down and you dare to dream and you get your priorities right, and if you develop that plan and commit it to God and review it regularly, I promise you, you'll set yourself up to achieving your financial goals and reaching those dreams. Well, you are tuned into CCFM. The program is CCFM's Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and tonight I want to talk to you about the importance of saving, and I want to reshare the 10 Rand a day savings challenge with you. I really believe that savings is important. It is vital that you understand that you need to save, and it's also important to look at how you can save. Now, South Africans are extremely lax when it comes to savings, and not only are South Africans poor savers, the latest stats show that South Africans are the worst savers in the world, but the truth of the matter is many are getting deeper and deeper into debt, and as debt climbs, so it becomes even more difficult to start saving. Just a couple of basic statistics if you look at our nation at the moment. At the moment, for every person reaching the age of 65, only 6 out of every 100 people reaching 65 are able to retire financially secure. And it boils down to not saving enough during your younger years. So I want to really challenge you and encourage you to save. The truth of the matter is, if you can't take 10 cents out of every rand when you earn a little and put it away into your savings, you've got to battle to put 100 rand in every 1,000 that you earn or 1,000 rand in every 10,000 that you earn. The important thing is you need to make saving a priority. So I want to just drill deeper down for a minute and look at some of the reasons why people do not save. Well, one of the biggest reasons is that people have a lack of budget or budgeting in their portfolio. They don't know where their money's going. And often people also have too many debts, and you'll hear many people saying that they can't afford to save. I believe that it often boils down to discipline and priorities and creating a mindset of saving. You see, saving needs to be a habit, just like you can have a good habit or a bad habit. So saving needs to become a habit. You need to start creating a habit of saving instead of a habit of debt. Another important thing that I think you need to do is you need to ensure that you save before you spend. Let's take electricity as an example. If you don't pay your electricity, where do? You sit in the dark. And in the same way, if you don't save, one day you're going to sit in the dark. Now, if you choose to spend all your money and you got nothing to put into your electricity meter, well, guess what? The lights aren't going to work. But if you put your money into the meter at the beginning of the month, let's hope that electricity is there for the rest of the month. Then it's the same with your saving. You need to save before you spend. Now, I remember a really interesting comment that a guy by the name of Jim Rohn made. And I've shared it a number of times on CCFM, and I think it's practical when it comes to saving just to relook at what Jim Rohn has to say. He basically says that there's a difference between the rich and the poor, and he thinks it boils down to the order of saving. This is what he says. He says, poor people generally spend first and then they save what's left over. The problem is there's never anything left over, and so they end up not saving. On the other side, what Jim Rohn says, he says rich people save first and then they spend what's left over. And that way you will always end up saving. In other words, you will always end up building wealth first. So I want to challenge you. Why don't you re-examine your savings priorities? Why don't you re-look at your financial priorities? Why don't you break the cash-strapped debt cycle and rather form some good financial habits? Start putting some measures in place so that you can turn your financial situation around. You see, no matter how messed up things are, if you put some basic principles in place, you can turn things around for the good. Now, Albert Einstein was a scientist, and he was known as an incredibly wise man. And one of the things that Einstein said, he said, the height of insanity, or the definition of being mad or crazy in your head, is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. In other words, if you don't save first, guess what? You're not going to build wealth. You can't do the same thing the same way and expect things to end up differently. If you do the same thing the same way, you are not going to see a positive change. So I want to ask you to start treating your problems as an opportunity and start saving instead of spending. If you will change, I promise you, your situation will change. So I really want to just challenge you today to save. You know, if you spend all you have, you might have a little bit of short-term pleasure, but the truth is, if you don't save, you're going to have some long-term pain. And on the other hand, if you can develop a habit of saving and let that saving form part of your budget, I promise you, you won't even feel the short-term pain, but I promise you, you will experience the long-term rewards. Albert Einstein spoke about a concept called compound interest, and compound interest is when you get growth on growth and interest on interest. And long-term, because of compound interest, you can have explosive growth on your money. So I really want to challenge you. Start small, start early, and build up your money over time. Savings needs to be a habit, and a little bit of short-term pain can lead to some promising long-term rewards. Often people just drift aimlessly, payday to payday. They say to themselves, you know, I've got so much time to still start my saving, and they say, I'll do it next month. They put it off. Every month you put it off, it's 1 month less that you've got to save. Let me ask it to you this way. How many retirement paydays do you have until retirement? Let me rephrase that again. How many salaries are you going to receive between now and when you retire? And you know what? Everyone you miss where you don't put money away, it makes it more difficult to get to a place where you can retire. No wonder the statistics tell us that only 6 out of every 100 people reaching the age of 65 are able to retire financially secure. So I really want to encourage you to dare to dream, to aim high, to have a plan, to have a vision. This is what the Bible says. Proverbs 29:18 says it like this: where there is no vision, it says, my people perish. I want to challenge you to dream dreams, to dream big, to set up goals, to have plans. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:12, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true, there is life and joy. So let me ask you, are you saving at the moment? What are your goals? What are your future dreams? I want to really encourage you to formulate a plan and to stick to your plan. Proverbs 21 verse 5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. It's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. You tune into CCFM. The program is CCFM's Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit. And today we're talking about savings. I'm trying to encourage you to build savings into your budget. I'm trying to ask you to build some good financial habits and to prioritize things that are important for you. Save before you spend. And just a quick note over here, when it comes down to invest in and where do you put the money, there's so many different options, from unit trusts to endowments to retirement plans to bank accounts. Well, my advice to you is sit down with a financial advisor, let them assess your specific needs and objectives and help construct a plan so that you can reach your future savings goals and dreams. Now, what I want to do before we end tonight's topic, I want to give you the 10 Rand per day challenge. Now, I know I've shared this on CCFM before, but I think it's a vital recap for you. You know, 10 Rand a day, what is it? It's like a half a cup of coffee or a little packet of chips at the local cafe. 10 Rand a day. If you start putting that away, I want to challenge you to take at least a minimum of 10 Rand a day and put that into savings. You might have to cut down on your trip to the cafe on a day-to-day basis, but put that 10 Rand a day away into savings and let it grow. So let me give you an example of this. If you take up the 10 Rand a day challenge and you save 10 Rand a day, you will end up saving around 300 Rand a month. How do I work that out? Well, there are 30 odd days in a month times by 10 Rand. That's 300 Rand on a month-to-month basis. Now, if you invested 300 Rand a month or 10 Rand a day, and you let that increase on a yearly basis as the cost of living went up, and you invested it into the average balance fund, which over the long term averages out at a minimum of return of around 10% per annum. Do you know what sort of returns you will get over time? If you put 10 Rand a day away, or 300 Rand a month away, and you did that for 5 years, do you know what would happen? If you just got a 10% return on your investment, after 5 years, you would have built up nearly 27,000 Rand. After 10 years, because of compound interest, your capital would be worth about 79,000 Rand. After 20 years, it will be worth 348,000 Rand. After 30 years, you'll have just over 1.1 million Rand. And if you did it for 40 years, you'd have just short of 3.5 million Rand over 40 years. That's just saving 10 Rand a day. So I want to challenge you to put 10 Rand a day away, or 300 Rand a month. If you can do more, do more. The greater amount that you put into your savings, the greater the blessing for your future. Can you imagine if you can have that little bit of extra in your retirement years, or that little bit of extra to be a blessing to your family or friends that you come around? So I want to challenge you, start saving, get your priorities right, get disciplined, form some good financial habits. Proverbs 13:11 says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. I want to challenge you, dare to dream, set goals, set your short, your medium, and long-term goals, set time frames, and put funds away. Start investing, start saving, determine how much you're going to put away on a regular basis so that you can reach your future goals. Get some advice, but have a look at your budget, and don't forget to save before you spend. I promise you, if you build your savings into your budget, if you run a regular monthly debit order and forget about it, let it just grow, put it into some form of unit trust, get some advice, but let it grow. The most important thing is stick to your plan and make saving a habit. So I want to challenge you today, make certain you take up the 10 Rand per day challenge, or maybe you can do 20 Rand a day challenge. I promise you, you can build some serious wealth over time by investing little by little over the long term. Just a quick recap. If you put 10 Rand a day away, over a five-year period with growth at 10% in an average balanced unit trust fund, you will have about 27,000 Rand after 5 years. It'll be worth about 79,000 Rand after 10 years. After 30 years, it'll be worth over 1.1 million. Over 40 years, 3.5 million. I'm telling you, the Bible says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. Last scripture for you on this. Proverbs 21:10 says, the wise man saves for his future. Let me ask you, are you a wise man? The Bible says a wise man saves for his future. It goes on and says, the fool, what does he do? He just spends whatever he gets. So I want to challenge you, be wise, form some good financial habits. You can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow by saving before you spend. And I challenge you, take up the 10 Rand per day challenge.
Financial Matters with Clinton Vadner.
Well, you are tuning in to CCFM at this time of the evening on Financial Matters. We always take a look at what does God's Word say about handling your finances. And today I want to just share a couple of scriptures with you. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says this. It says, the rich rule over the poor. It says, the borrower is a slave to the lender. In other words, if you are in debt, if you've borrowed money, you are a slave to the person you've lent money to. So I want to really challenge you. Try and stay away from debt and try and make certain that you manage your money well. Another important principle when it comes to God's Word. This is what it says in Proverbs 15:22. It says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, people succeed. And here, out of the Word of God, it tells us not to just try go at life as a lone ranger. Yes, God wants to walk the journey with you, but he also wants you to get some wisdom, some advice from those who are maybe know or can add some value to your life. So make certain that you've got advisors who can give you some advice. It says many advisors help you to succeed. Without counsel, in Proverbs 15, it says plans fail. So I really want to challenge you. Put God first. Trust in him, and I'm telling you, God wants to walk the journey with you. The last scripture that I want to share with you today with relating to how you manage your money is just to do your best in everything that you do. Remember this, God's Word clearly says, whatever you do, do it as though you are doing it for God, not for man. I'm telling you, when you put God first, when you seek him first, he takes care of the rest. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 6. He says, don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moths and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Rather, lay up treasures for yourself in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. He went on in Matthew 6 and said, don't worry about anything. He said, seek God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things you need will be added unto you. You see, if you know it or not, God wants to walk the journey of life with you, and he's interested in every area of your life. That includes your finances, it includes your debts, it includes your worries. He wants to walk the journey with you. And God's Word says he will never leave you, never forsake you. He wants to walk the journey with you. Isn't it refreshing to know that you can rest in him, that you can rely on him, and that he wants to be with you through the storms and through the sunny days of life? He wants to walk the journey with you.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Good evening to you. Tune in to CCFM at this time of the night on Financial Matters. We always take a look at a topic for the week. And tonight I want to talk to you about setting yourself up for a bright and a blessed financial future. Now, I really believe it's vital that you get some decent habits in place. Habits, if you do something and practice it and do it on a regular basis and let it become a routine, eventually that habit just becomes a way of life. Now, the truth of the matter is, do you remember when you first started to drive a car? I remember the first time I tried to start the car, I tried to get that clutch control, and it was stressful. I kept cutting the car out, and then when I had to drive down the road, I even battled to stay on the right side of the road, and you get to a hill, and you now need to get that clutch control. It becomes chaos. It feels so stressful when you first learn to drive. But you know what? On my way to the studio today, I didn't even think about it. I just automatically put my car in gear. I didn't think about the oncoming traffic. It just became a way of life. And that's what habits are like. In the beginning, if you start building some good financial habits, it can start off a little bit rough and a little bit tough. But if you practice whatever you do regularly and you repeat it and it becomes just a way of life, just part of the routine, it becomes a habit. Now, you can have good habits, or you can have bad habits. If you've got a bad habit, you might eat too much, never exercise. What are you going to do? You're going to end up getting fat and out of shape. But if you exercise regularly and you watch what you eat and you form a good eating habit, well, you're going to be fitter and you're going to be healthier. And in the same way, when it comes to money, if you manage your money well instead of badly and form some good financial habits, you can set yourself up for a brighter future. Now, the problem is a lot of South Africans have got a bad habit of living on credit. Many are not saving and they're just accumulating debt. And credit cards are maxed out, they're living on credit, and often that can put people under a huge amount of pressure. And so what I want to do today is just really challenge you to form some good financial habits. And I want to say to you tonight, you can set yourself up for a brighter and a more blessed future if you form some good financial habits and put a few basic processes in place. Now, tonight I want to look at a couple of points that you can apply to your life that hopefully will allow you to form some good habits and help you build towards a brighter and a more blessed tomorrow. So let's look at the stats. In South Africa, many people are cash strapped. Debt keeps many people in bondage. According to the latest statistics, so many people are not just in debt, but about 10 million South Africans are at least 3 months in arrears on their debt status or on their debt repayments. And that puts people in a seriously bad financial place. It adds a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. And so I really want to encourage you to not form a bad habit of getting into debt. Do anything you need to do. Maybe you need to sell some things that you've got. Maybe you need to sell some of your assets or get a part-time job or use your God-given gifts and talents to earn some more money. But don't go deeper and deeper into debt. If you follow the crowd like so many people are doing, you end up losing your vision for the future. You end up just struggling through life, never thriving, but just battling to survive. So I want to really challenge you today. You can set yourself up for a brighter and more blessed future by getting your finances in check. So what I want to do today is just share with you a couple of basic habits and a few basic tips that can hopefully help you get rid of the debt and help you build towards a brighter tomorrow. So the first bit of advice I want to give you today is when it comes to managing your money, I want to challenge you today to build up a cash reserve fund. I would really suggest that you build up some form of reserve where you've got some money set aside for those emergencies that hit our lives from time to time. In life, if we like it or not, we often are hit by unexpected events. It might be the car that breaks down. It might be the toaster that conks in. And when these things happen, many people run to the credit card and they end up buying things with money they don't actually have set aside for that. The important thing here is you need to put some funds aside. Now, take a look at your car. Your car has got a reserve tank. When you start running low on petrol, what happens? There's a little light that comes on, and that means you've got maybe 50 Ks to get to the next garage. In the same way as a car has a reserve tank or an emergency tank to ensure that when you start running low on petrol, I think it's vital that you have a reserve tank with regards to your finances. And so I would seriously recommend to you that you try and build up at least 1 month's backup income, maybe 3 months' backup income. Maybe you can open up a little savings pocket at your bank or open up a little savings account and you can put some money aside. At least that way you can build up some money for the little areas in life where you start running low on money. You know, in the book of Proverbs 6, King Solomon said that the wise man, he says, look at the ants. He says that like this. He says, look at the ants, you lazy bones. He says, learn from their ways and become wise. It says, though they've got no like ruler who tells them what to do, they work hard all summer and they gather food for the winter. They don't eat everything that they get. They put some of it aside as a contingency fund. So I want to really encourage you, It's time for action. It's time to build up a reserve fund. Take some of your hard-earned money and set it aside for that rainy day or for the storms of life that do hit us from time to time. Another important thing, if you want to build towards a brighter tomorrow, you need to have proper risk protection in place. Now, I know it's important to trust God, but it's also important to have the basic insurances in place. In the Proverbs, the Bible says the wise man is cautious and avoids danger. And so one of the ways that you can protect your assets is ensuring that those things are covered. Now, many people will cover their car, but they don't cover their lives. So when it comes to working, especially if you're a contract worker or you've got your own business, I think it's vital that you've got some disability and income protection in place to protect you if you are sick and unable to work, or if you were unable to work due to a disability. By having some insurances in place, you can not only ensure that the debts are covered, that you've got some contingency money set aside, but you can also ensure that there's income to fund your day-to-day living expenses. If you've got a family, then it becomes vital that you also have some life cover in place. Let me put it this way. If you die, normally a person leaves debts. They need some savings. They need to provide income. So it's vital. Make certain that you've got right risk protection in place to protect yourself and your loved ones in the event of death or disability or sickness. So if you want to build towards a brighter tomorrow, what have we looked at so far? The first thing I've tried to encourage you to do is make certain that you build up a cash reserve. Secondly, make certain that you've got the right protections in place from an insurance perspective. Now, how do you get that right? Sit down with a financial advisor, have a look at what your specific needs are, and let them help you make a tailored solution so you can take care of those needs. Another vital ingredient, if you want to build towards a brighter tomorrow, is you need to set up a budget. Now, what is a budget? A budget is basically just an overview of the income you earn and the expenses that you've got. And when you look at your budget, you can see what you're earning and you can see where your hard-earned money is going. So set up a budget. Have a look at what you're spending your money on. Maybe there's some wasteful expenditure in your budget. Maybe you can get rid of that and use some of that extra money that you've got in your budget and use it to squash your debt. So I want to challenge you. Set up a budget and make certain that the things that are most important to you are included in that budget. Yes, it's vital that you put some funds aside to enjoy life. You have to have some fun and set some money aside for entertainment. But don't forget to also put some money aside to build up your reserve, to build up your savings, and also to ensure that you've got adequate provision and protection insurance in place. The next area that I want to really challenge you to do is to squash your debt. If you want to build towards a brighter tomorrow, I believe it's vital that you declare war on your debt. I'm telling you, you can take that bad habit of debt and turn it around. You can break that debt cycle. Now, if you want to get rid of the debt, the first bit of advice I want to give you tonight is this. Make certain that you list all the debts that you've got. Make certain that you don't bury your head in the sand and pretend the problem is there. You need to face the real picture. You need to see how bad your debt scenario is. Once you know what debts you've got, list them from the smallest to the biggest and start making certain that once you've looked at the budget, that you free up some money within your budget so that you can use that money to tackle your debt. The aim here is to declare war on the debt. The aim is to get rid of the debt. It's to tackle the debt and get rid of it once and for all. So how do you do that? Look at your budget, try free up some money within your budget. Maybe you need to cut some wasteful expenditure. Maybe you need to let go of that gym membership for a month or two, or the DSTV for a month or two, or maybe that other thing that you're spending money on, and use that extra money to pay off your debt. The aim here is not to get deeper and deeper into debt, but to start paying those debts off. So pay the minimum amount, but pick your smallest debt. And if you've got some surplus money in your account, throw that extra money into that debt. Maybe it means you need to sell an asset. Maybe you need to get a job at the flea market on the weekend to make some more money that you can use to attack the debt. I promise you, if you pay off the smallest debt, you will start to get a sense of encouragement that you've got rid of one of the debts, and then start rolling the debts over. Over time, if you keep doing that with the momentum, you can demolish your debt strongholds, and you can build towards a freer financial future. So I really want to encourage you, if you want to build towards a brighter tomorrow, build up a reserve, make certain you've got the right protections in place, set up a budget, and also deal with your debt. The second last thing I want to share with you tonight is this. Make certain also that you set up some kind of strategy so that you can build up your savings and create wealth. You see, instead of building up a habit of debt, build up a habit of paying it forward, of building up some cash flow. We've spoken about the importance of building up an emergency fund already, but it's also important that you build up your investments. You see, there is a difference between saving and investing. Saving is money you set aside for the short term. Your investments are money that you set aside to grow over the long term. And so I want to challenge you to also put some money aside over the long term where you can let it grow and get compound interest on that money and build up a nest egg for later years. Once again, the only way you're going to get that right is by including your saving and your investment strategy within your budget. Now I'm telling you, if you build up a reserve and if you set up a budget, and if you put the right risk protection insurance in place, and if you make it a habit and a priority to squash your debts and to build up wealth, I'm telling you, you will end up set yourself up for a brighter future. I promise you, if you apply these simple strategies, your future will be brighter tomorrow because you will end up building wealth and you will end up shrinking debt. But I want to go one step further. You don't have to just build up a brighter tomorrow. You can also work towards a more blessed future. I want to give you a principle over here. In God's word, there are so many scriptures that talk about if you put God first, if you are generous to Him, if you give Him your first fruits, it basically shows that not only will you set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow, but you can set yourself up for a blessed future too. Listen to what it says in Proverbs 3 verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the best part, or with the first part of everything you produce. Here's a scripture. It says, honor God with your wealth, put Him first, give Him the best, the first part of what you produce. And it says this, then He, being God, will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. Jesus said it another way in Luke 6. He said, give and you will receive. He said, your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, and rolling over. The amount you give will determine what you get back. So here's a principle out of the Word of God. When you give to God, when you put Him first, you set yourself up for a brighter and a more blessed future. Isaiah 32 says it like this in verse 20. The Lord will greatly bless His people wherever they plant seed, bountiful crops will spring up. I want to challenge you today. If you want to build towards a brighter tomorrow, get some basic good financial habits in place. Set up a reserve. Put the right insurances in place. Set up a budget. Declare war on your debt. Start saving and investing for your future. If you do that, you will have a brighter tomorrow. But if you want to bless tomorrow, put God first. Jesus said, don't worry about anything in Matthew 6. He said, just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things you need will be added unto you. When you put God first, when you are generous, the Bible says He helps you to prosper. So if you want a brighter tomorrow, put the basic principles in place. But if you want a blessed future, make certain that God is in the picture with you. Remember, He wants to walk the journey with you. So I want to challenge you. You can set yourself up for a brighter and a more blessed future. Get some basic good financial habits in place and don't do it alone. God wants to walk the journey with you.
The Life Tip of the Week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
Well, you tune into CCFM's Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's great to share this evening with you. Let me give you a quick strategy. Maybe you've got an investment portfolio and things aren't looking great at the moment. Maybe you've had to draw some money out of it, or maybe the market has gone up or down and you don't know which way to turn. I want to challenge you. It's vital that you have a plan for your future. But it's also important that you stick to your plan. Once you've sat down and made certain that you've got the right processes in place, stick to your long-term plan. Now, a couple of important things when it comes to the way you manage your money: make certain that there's diversity in your portfolio. King Solomon said, invest in 7 ventures, yes in 8, because you do not know when disaster will come upon the land. So I really want to challenge you, when you look at your investment profile and your strategy, make certain that you stick to your plan, but make certain that you got enough diversity in your portfolio. You know, if you got all your eggs in one basket and you trip, what happens? You're left with broken eggs. So by diversifying, maybe you have some money invested locally, some offshore, some in the market, some in cash. It's vital that you've got decent diversity. Secondly, I think it's vital that you've got your short-term savings set aside for your emergencies, but that you also have some money set aside for your long-term growth. Now, when markets go down, don't be tempted to pull your money out of your long-term growth strategy. Markets can be volatile. They can go up and down, but long-term, that's the very thing that gives you the ability to get some serious growth. So provided your investment is in line with your needs and your goals and your appetite for risk, let your long-term investments have the opportunity to grow and don't make too many changes to that. But short-term, make certain you've got some money set aside for your short-term needs. So I want to challenge you, stick to your plan, have enough diversity in your portfolio, build up your savings for emergencies, and have a strategy to build up wealth over time. I promise you, the Bible says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. When markets are difficult, don't panic. I want to encourage you to avoid fads. Don't go after the thing that looks too good to be true. Often it is. And make certain that you also avoid spending. Make certain you save before you spend. Stick to your long-term plan. You can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5.
Well, you are tuned into CCFM. I want to just have a brief look as we come to an end of Financial Matters for this evening at just a couple of scriptures that can hopefully help you with regards to the way you manage your money. And the first thing I want to share with you today is I want to encourage you to build up your savings and your investments over time. Proverbs 13:11 says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. The Bible is also clear to stay away from those get-rich-quick schemes. Listen to what it says in Proverbs 11:13. It says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears, but wealth from hard work grows. So I want to challenge you, be disciplined. Don't be lazy with the way you manage your money. Be disciplined. It's Proverbs 13:4 that says, lazy people want much, get little. Those who work hard will prosper. So if you want to prosper, don't take the shortcuts. Work hard. Do your best and let God take care of the rest. Lastly, when it comes to your money, I really want to challenge you to be generous. Listen to what it says in Proverbs 11:24. It says, give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and you lose everything. It says, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others, they themselves will be refreshed. So I really want to challenge you. Invest over time. Be disciplined with the way you manage your money, but be a blessing and be generous. The Bible says those who refresh others, they themselves will be blessed. They will be refreshed. And when you give freely, God's word says you will become more wealthy. While we don't give to get, we give to honor God. Then God takes care of the rest. Remember, God wants to walk your financial journey and your life journey with you.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Vadner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Well, we come to an end of Financial Matters for this Thursday evening. It's been great sharing the last hour with you. I would love to just have an opportunity to pray for you. Maybe tonight you're facing a difficult financial decision. Maybe the debts are high and you're stressed out financially. Maybe you don't know which way to turn. Maybe you are looking for breakthrough in your life. Maybe you just need God to close the wrong doors or to open up those doors of opportunity. Maybe you just need a fresh touch from God and you just need some direction for your future. I want to pray for you. You see, God is our provider. He is a miracle working God, and there is nothing that he cannot do. So can I pray for you quickly? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Lord, you know your children's financial situations. You know the stresses. You know those that need wisdom, those that need direction, those that don't know which way to turn. And so, Lord, tonight we come before you. You say we can bother you with our problems. You say we can ask anything in your name and you will do it. And so, Father, tonight we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give us wisdom. We ask you tonight that you will close the wrong doors, that you will open up doors of opportunity. We ask you to open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out your blessing on us. Lord, those that are in debt or in need of a job, I pray, Lord, that you will help to wipe those debts out, that you will provide the right job beyond their wildest dreams. And Lord, those that are just needing direction for their future, Father, we pray for breakthrough and we pray for your hand of blessing and your hand of favor just to rest on your children. Lord, we pray that you heal, that you deliver, and that you set free and restore families in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your goodness and love. Help us to please you in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.